name of Jesus, our newborn Savior. Amen. Unexpectedly, out of the limelight, away from the busyness of the city, far from the intrigue of the palace, the confused wanderings of the temple, away from the crowds earnestly seeking but always in the wrong places, farthest away from what humanity had dreamed, so quietly and yet spectacularly, God's promise was fulfilled. Come, people of God, come to Bethlehem and see what has happened on this night. For it is a wondrous night, a night of contrasts. The King has come, King of kings and Lord of lords, palaced in a stable, sleeping on straw instead of the plush bed. The Almighty God has come into our midst, clothed as the tiniest of infants, weak, shivering from cold, as the Almighty Creator of all has to be swaddled in simple cloths in weakness. See the marvel of this night as the Holy and Sinless One comes to a life where he will suffer for the sinful in our place. But on this night, the story begins with another contrast. For suddenly, the armies of heaven, that's what heavenly host means, not really a choir, angelic warriors come and reveal themselves to proclaim that the long foretold and waited for prophecy of God had finally come to pass. The waiting of generation upon generation had come to its fulfillment, and God had kept his word. And who do these mighty ones address as their audience? Not the rich and powerful, not the leaders of the nation, nor the priests, not the movers and shakers, not anybody to speak of, but shepherds, common workers, and not even that, those who are working out in the fields at night. Now that is the bottom of the org chart, the position nobody will take if they don't have to. Maybe it's their own sheep they watch, or maybe they're just the youngest ones, pushed into that job by people who don't want to do it themselves. Hardly the type that those wanting the sheep when they were ready would even pay attention to. Just order them around, put them in their place, and leave those smelly guys out in the field. And yet, in the dark of night, it is to simple shepherds that the announcement of God's fulfillment is made. And who better to hear of the birth of the Lamb of God than those who care for sheep? Who most needs this message if not the lowly that he has come to lift up? But those poor shepherds. Any one of us would have been cowed by the message, by the appearance of the angelic armies. And I'm sure they were just as terrified as our gospel indicates. Fear not, the angel speaks, as they so frequently do. For when we encounter spiritual beings, fear is the reaction that always falls upon human beings. Heavenly beings always startle. Don't be afraid, good shepherds. I bring you good tidings of great joy. I do not come to wage war. I do not come to bring a judgment or a vengeance upon the land. I come with the gracious message of a God who has not forgotten, of a God who keeps his word. And this message I bring, good shepherds, it's not just for you. It's for all people. It is a message of joy and good news meant for all, but you hear it first. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Such a simple sentence, filled with the riches of heaven. He comes unto you. Really? I've seen people try to claim babies that were born to someone else. Happens around here all the time. People love to hold our little ones and to see them. But this child born to the shepherds? Well, biologically, he was born only to Mary, not even to Joseph. And these shepherds are complete strangers. But the angel brings God's message. He's born to you, part of your family. That's right. Your Creator, your Lord, is born to you to share your nature, to share your experience, but with the ability to succeed. Dear friends, he's not just talking to the shepherds. The angel speaks to all people, and he speaks to each of us tonight. This Lord is born for you, born in the city of David. Oh, I'm sure at face value, they thought, right over there, in Bethlehem, the hometown of the great king. But combined with the other words this angel speaks, it's a reminder of this great fulfillment of prophecy, that the Messiah would be the son of David. So of course he would be born in Bethlehem, the city of kings, the city of David, the city where Micah prophesied that the Messiah would be born. But not just a king. All kings are born on a regular basis. No, this one. This king who was born in Bethlehem is a Savior. Even his name shows that. We heard it in the reading from Matthew tonight. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What a strange king, who comes not to tax, not to exploit, not to abuse, but to save. But of course he does, because this Savior is Christ. I think the angel is underlying some important themes here, because we're so easy to pass them over. So easy is it to see just the little baby in the ordinary circumstances, that this Savior, this King, is Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the one set apart by God to be the only one who could carry out this critical work of reconciling the world to the Father once more. And still there's more. Still there's more in the message to these humble shepherds. Though many would later have a hard time understanding and believing, the words of prophecy are again fulfilled as the angel announces the identity of the Messiah. He is the Lord. This is God in the flesh, come to be the Messiah, come to be the King who would sit on David's throne forever. The Messiah come to be the Savior of the world. And this message is not just for the shepherds. It's for all. For us. For you. Christmastide is a joyful season, but for many, it brings challenge and sadness. On this Christmas night, how many feel like they're keeping watch alone in a dark, cold, isolated field? The truth is, left to ourselves, we're all in that situation. Some may feel it more acutely tonight than others, But we are all in need of the angel's message and of the Savior he proclaims. For maybe this Christmas finds an empty seat at the table, a loved one gone and desperately missed. In the dark of grief, hear the message. Unto you is born a Savior. Perhaps the gathering of family for celebration also brings a little tension and strain. Hear the message. Unto you is born a Savior. As thoughts are distracted, as hearts and minds worry over violence, terrorism, war, and societal change, it may feel like a cold, cold night. But unto you is born a Savior. Maybe the expectations of Christmas, or just of life in general, increase anxiety for finances, or what's going to happen. Unto you is born a Savior. If illness or disease threatens with fear and suffering and loneliness, unto you is born a Savior. If you come to church on Christmas Eve thinking that you don't really belong, that there's something in you which means you're not really part of the family here, that people judge you or that the Lord will not have you, then hear the message of the angel again. Unto you is born a Savior. You see, friends, we're all those shepherds, going about our normal routines, not expecting the great work of God, perhaps not even on a holy night like this one. We hear the promises and are too often tempted to push them to the side as if they're simply meant for someone else, someone more deserving, someone worthier, someone holy. But there is no one to receive that message like that. The angel's message still comes. Do not be afraid. For I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this divine Messiah, God in the flesh, came to bear our sin, to take our guilt, to exchange places with us, and to give us the riches of heaven by giving his life for you and me. He came this night to make this world his home, so that heaven would be our home. And he did it, knowing that his coming could transform our lives here on earth as well. For as the shepherds left the manger that night, they returned to their tasks, glorifying and praising God for all they have seen. And so our Lord, who gathers us together tonight, who assures us that his promises are fulfilled, this God who came in the flesh for you, who loves you and saves you and makes you his very own, will send you out glorifying and praising God, knowing that we are redeemed and forgiven, that we belong. People of God, behold your Savior, the Christ, the Lord. His name is Jesus, and he's born for you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We worship the Lord with our offerings.